message you received this week. It kind of challenges everything that you believe and everything you stand for. And it, you know, and I've gone through the steps to get unemployment, and I had to frustration. It's a lot of frustrating steps to take employment, and you know, it's like you can't. You call and call, and you can't ever get a lot. Your claim has been received, and you know, we're working. And my mother's always asking me every single day, "Did you get it yet? Did you get it yet?" And I'm like, "No, okay, you must have did some top of everything else I'm going through right now." It's challenging. You know, it's challenging. In I don't know, the past 7 to 10 days have been really gray and rainy and cold, and you know, all that stuff is like a perfect storm. Amen. And I got to admit, I've been a little down. I've been a little frustrated. I've been, you know, just struggling a little bit, I guess, is okay to say. And it's funny, a friend of mine, she was trying to reiterate to me all the things that, you know, all the reasons why I shouldn't be frustrated and I should be thankful and all these things. And I'm saying, you're right. And then she said, you know, you're the preacher. You know, why, you know better. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I do. But you know, preachers are people too. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, if I had it all together, if I had it perfect, I probably wouldn't be here. Amen. So, you know, even people that are called by God and people that are, you know, called to preach and go, we go through things too. But that being said, in the reading, it talked about changing the conversation. And I guess I just wanted to, it was a blessing to me, and I guess I just wanted to share it with you all today as a reminder. Amen. Because this is not something that we don't know. This is not something that, you know, we haven't heard before. But our words are powerful. Amen. That song that we sing, I Need You, You Need Me, one of the lines that I love the most about that song is this: I won't hurt you with my words. Amen? Because we easily do that many times. Amen? Because we just say what's on our mind, or we don't think about it, and we just say it, and sometimes we hurt, we tear down with our words. So, you know, this reading, and again, this is a reading, this is not the Bible, but this is a reading. It says, rather than rehearse your problems, you can use today's quiet time with God to start reciting his goodness. And you know, that's what we do a lot of times, is we rehearse our problems when we're going through things. Amen? Unemployment's not coming. I had a hard time getting in touch with people for insurance. The weather's bad. Everything's bad right now. And everything's not bad right now. That's the thing. But in my mind, you just start rehearsing all the struggles that you're going through. And what happens is you end up making things worse. Amen? Whenever you don't count your blessing, you know, the Bible says that he will keep your mind in perfect peace. Or he will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Amen? So the key is to have your mind stayed on the Word of God. And that's a challenge sometimes in the midst of everyday craziness of life. Talking excessively about our cares or concerns does nothing to make them go away. Isn't that the truth? All talking about our problems does is maximize stress. And that's where I was at. You know, I was becoming so stressed Amen? And it was only because I wasn't having the right conversation, not with you or you or you, but with myself. Amen? With myself, I was not having the right conversation. The more we talk about everything that could go wrong, the more we turn up the volume on stress and turn down the volume on faith. But something amazing happens when we change the conversation, when we begin talking about the power, the goodness, and the faithfulness of God. In spite of our problems, our stress levels decrease. Amen. So you could be in the midst of your situation, in the midst of your problems, but if you change the conversation and you start speaking to yourself, like using some of the words in those songs that we heard today, so many of those songs speak to the goodness of God, to the blessings of God, to how worthy God is and how great God is and how, you know, how faithful He is to us. Amen. And if we have that conversation, all of a sudden, no matter what you're going through, amen, it gets a little, you know, you lean more on your faith than you do your problems. Amen. It's not that our words instantly change. This is the thing. It's not that our words instantly change the circumstances we're facing, but they do have the power to change our attitude about those circumstances until those circumstances change. Amen? And that's the key. Amen? Speaking positively or speaking or reciting some of the things that I can stand on in the Bible is not going to necessarily change my current situation right away. Amen? But what it can do is it can change my attitude while I'm in the current situation until it does go away. Amen? And if I can keep my attitude in the right place, if I can have an attitude of gratitude, even when things aren't going well, then my stress levels will stay down. Amen. I'll be helping myself keep myself in perfect peace instead of in turmoil. Amen. Because when you're stressed, when you're in turmoil, when you're thinking, when you're rehearsing all the problems in your life, when you're rehearsing them in your mind, and people are asking you every day, "How you doing?" "Oh, you know, I'm this, I'm that." When you're rehearsing those things, your stress levels are up. It's hard to have peace. It's hard to get a good night's sleep. It's hard to be in the right place. Amen? It's hard to encourage others when you're down in the dumps yourself. Amen? The Bible says this about our words in Proverbs 18 and 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it and indulge it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. Death and life in the power of the tongue. Amen? If I had to put a title to this message, I would say, "What You Say." Or like some people would say, "What you say." Amen? What you say means a lot. Your words to yourself, your words that you speak. You know, we always used to say, you know, to our kids, be mindful of your words, because every time you open your mouth, you're either building up or you're tearing down. Every time. And if you find yourself tearing down, then those are the wrong words. Amen? Our words ought to be edifying. Our words ought to build each other up. Amen? Because the key to this whole thing is like that song you all sang today. Even when I don't see it, he's working. Even when I don't feel it, he's working. Amen? And that's the thing, I, that's why I love coming to church. That's why I love gathering with you all. That's why, you know, I'd so much rather be in the house than be on the computer watching. Amen? Because when you're in the house, you can receive, you know, it's that blessing. Like I was blessed today. I've heard that song many times. It's one of my favorite songs. I love it. I love to sing it with you all and all that. But today, it had a little more meaning for me. Amen? Because that is the attitude that we have to have when we're going through. Even when I don't see it. Sometimes it doesn't look right. It doesn't look like it's going to happen. It just does. It's taken a long time. Things are not going your way. Things look like it's not going to happen. But even when you don't see it, he's working. Amen? Because remember what we say about him? He sees down the road and around the corner. Amen? All we see is what's in front of us. But his vision for us and in the situation is way farther than ours. Even when I don't feel it. And so many times, you know, I preach all the time that this is not about what we feel, it's about what we know. Amen? But yet here I am, find myself, you know, needing to remind myself of that. Because it's not what you feel, it's what you know. And you know, positive speaking, positive thinking, there's been books written about that for years and years and years, and it does have its place, and you know, it's much better than talking negatively or thinking negatively, and it'll bless your life to do it. But we go a step further. It's not so much positive thinking, it's reciting the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God is our, that's our hope. That's what we stand on. That's what we believe. We believe the Word of God. Amen? Do we all believe the Word of God? Amen. Well, let us remind ourselves that the Word of God says we are blessed. We are overcomers. We have the victory. Amen? He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He's got a cattle on 1,000 hills. He shall supply all of our needs. That's what the Word of God says. The Word of God says that we are a peculiar people. Amen? We are heirs to the King. Amen? We have direct access to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen? So even when I don't see it, he's working. Even when I don't feel it, he's working. Thank you, Jesus. Words start in the heart. Jesus taught a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. The words we speak come from our hearts. So if our hearts are not lined up with what the Bible teaches, then we won't speak words of life. So how do we change what's in our heart? We need to change what we are thinking about and what we are spending our time on. When we constantly think about negative things or watch or listen to things that are destructive or critical, we cannot help but have negative thoughts and feelings inside, which often turn into negative words. To speak words of life, we must intentionally put good things in our minds and hearts and reject bad or negative things. And I've said this before, that it's important for us to guard our minds. Amen. Remember that your mind is a gated community. Amen. You need to You don't let, it's your choice what you want to let in to your mind. And, you know, especially after the year we just had and all the negative stuff on the news and all the negative stuff that everybody's talking about. I mean, it's so easy to get caught up in all that to the point where you find yourself negative and you know, and down yourself. But you have to, you know, the more you spend your time listening to things that are going to build you up, you know, like whether it's worship songs or whether it's you know, messages or whatever it is, that, you know, just positive, you know, godly things. You listen to those things. If that's the track that's going into your ear, then those are the things that are going to come out. Amen. It's the same thing with what we allow ourselves to see. Amen. We can't be watching everything. Sometimes we need to turn things off. Amen. Just need to turn it off, because it's not imparting anything good into our minds and into our hearts. Sometimes you just need to turn it off. Sometimes we need to get ourselves in a quiet place where we can get away from all the noise and just talk to God and listen to God. The good news is that if you need something to change in your life, you simply need to align your words with the truth in the Word of God. Psalm 37:4 says, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." Amen? And how many know I can do that? I can say, God, I delight myself in you. I thank you, you know, for who you are in my life. And I believe, Lord, that you're going to give me the desires of my heart as long as my desires line up with your will. Amen? Amen. He said he would do that. And I can stand on that because that's the Word of God. But if we say things like, things will never change, or I'll never be able to have good relationships with people I love, then we're speaking death, and we will reap what we sow. We must study and know the Word of God so that we can line our words up with His words, since God is not a man that he should lie. We can trust that when our words align with his, we can expect the outcome that he promises. Amen? You know, I look at all you all, and you all, you know, I love you all. I love seeing you all every Sunday. I love, you know, and I know it's just a handful of us right now, and we all want things to change, and, you know, we want things to get back to what they used to be, and that is our prayer. Amen. But I thank God for all of you in here. Amen. Amen. Fred, I look at you, and, you know, just got a gift for teaching the Word of God, and you're not just... You're not just like a professor, you're not just like a student of the Word, but I appreciate how seriously you take it and how much it means to you and how transparent you are, amen, with yourself. Paulette, I look at you and I see strength, quiet strength. Meekness. Amen. You're a truth teller. You're going to tell people the way it is. I appreciate that about you. Amen. My heart hurts for what you are going through. But God's got you. God's got you. Vicky, I thank God for you. I thank God for your giving spirit. Amen. You have a heart to help others. You're a praiser. Amen. You're a praiser. You're a fighter. Amen. thank God for you. Brian, you're smart, intelligent, athletic, but what I appreciate most about you is you're an overcomer. Time and time and time again, you've overcame. You've had things thrown at you and you were able to overcome them. Amen. Admire that about you. Thank God for you. Camille, you make me smile, make me laugh. Uberly talented. Amen. Driven. Determined. Amen. You give Camille a challenge or something to do, and she will see it through till the end, no matter what. Somehow, some way, she will make it happen. Amen. I thank God for that. I thank God for the conversation we had when we talked about, if you're going to be up here, then you can pray. And she said to me, you know, Pastor, it's not really my strength and not really, you know, I don't really know. You know, I'll do it. You know, I'll try it. And, you know, today she blesses us with her prayers. I mean, just beautiful. Beautiful prayers. Jane and Naomi, I'm still getting to know you, but one thing I can say is that you all been faithful, and God sees that. Amen. And He rewards faithfulness. He thanks God for your faithfulness. And Jane, I know you like to dance a little bit. Amen. And I love seeing you dance when the music's going. Amen. Thank God for both of you. Brother Mike, just extreme respect I have for you. I just love your sincerity, the way you look at the, you know, I look at you and here's someone who's a science professor, a college professor in science. In science, people normally want things proven. If it's not proven, they're not going to sign off on it. Amen. But God, but Brother Mike he loves the Lord. I love your sincerity. I love what you put into it when you're singing. I love the way you pray. Just blessing. Blessing to us. Sister Sally, you are a caretaker. Amen. You care about people. If you need something, Sally's going to be there. If you end up somewhere, if you're in the hospital, Sally's going to check on you. Sally's going to be there. Sally is a caring individual. She loves taking care of others, caring for others. Amen. You can depend on her. Amen. She's going to be there for you. And that's a blessing. And Brother Al, you're just my guy. Well, you know what I mean. He's just got a heart of gold. Just a heart of gold. Just do anything for you. Amen. He's somebody, again, you can count on him. He's just a heart of gold. That's all I can say. Just a great friend and brother. Amen. And I said those things today because I mean them, and this is from my heart. And I need to spend more time edifying than concentrating on my problems, because I am so blessed. I have so many good people in my life. I thank God for you. I love you all. Amen. Jesus warned us in Matthew, "But I say to you that every idle word men speak, they will give account of it in the day of the judgment." Obviously, Jesus understood the importance of words, and he instructed his disciples to be careful when speaking. Proverbs gives us lots of great life advice, including reminding us that whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. You don't have to look far to find someone who said some careless words that caused much trouble. The Bible teaches that a fool's voice is known by his many words. Ecclesiastes 5:3. When we keep our mouths shut and don't talk as much, we don't sound like a fool, and we are more likely to stay out of trouble. Well, Ecclesiastes 5:3 says, a fool's voice is known by his many words. Amen. James teaches us that no man can tame the tongue, which is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. According to this scripture, only God can help us control our tongues. We must seek him for wisdom and strength to say what is right and good and to refrain from speaking wrongly. Ephesians instructs us, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And in Proverbs, rash words are compared to piercing someone with a sword, whereas a wise person uses their words to bring healing. Undoubtedly, God wants us to use our words for good, because our words matter. He who guards his mouth preserves his life, but he who opens wide his lips shall have destruction. Proverbs 13:3. We must take an active role and determine to guard our mouth from speaking evil or negativity. God wants us to be like him in every way, including in the words we speak. Proverbs teaches that pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. Obviously, our words do have power, even bringing health and healing to our souls and bodies. Therefore, we must pay careful attention to what we say and ask God to help us speak only words that bring life to others and to situations. Amen. Our words matter. Our words are powerful. If we keep our minds stayed on the Word of God, then the conversations that we have first with ourselves and with others will be edifying, will be healing, will be life-giving. Amen. When we take our minds off the Word of God, when we allow ourselves to engage and look and hear stuff that is negative and controversial and all these different things, then we flood our minds with negativity, and then that's when the wrong conversations start to happen, first with yourself and then with others. Amen? All of us have situations that we're struggling with. All of us have things that we're going through. All of us have challenges in our life. Amen? But at the same time, all of us are blessed. All of us are so precious to God. And we have to understand that he's got us. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Look to the hills from which come your help. Your help comes from the Lord. Amen. When we're going through, we not only have to have wholesome, good conversation with others, but first that conversation has to start with ourselves. Amen? Because I'm no good to you unless I'm good to myself. And lately I've been having conversations with myself that have been the wrong conversations. And because of that, it takes away from my witness. Because when I interact with people, it's not the type of things that should be, because I'm just all stuck in myself. Amen? But first the conversation has to change with yourself, and then it can change with others. The fact of the matter is, God loves you. He loves me. Amen. He gave himself for us, and we are blessed. Amen. Some people go around and say, I'm blessed and highly favored. And I say, well, that's a little too far. But we are. We are. You know, some people, you know, I don't know. I'm skeptical about things when it goes over the top. You know what I mean? But that's the truth. We are blessed and highly favored. Amen? Amen. And I just thank God for all of you. I love you. And things, I can see God working right now. Amen? And things are turning for the better. Amen. And we pray for you all the time, and we ask that you pray for us as well. As we bow our heads, Lord, we thank you for this day and for your many blessings, for the multitude of your tender mercies. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord. You're great and greatly to be praised. I just thank God for this loving family. I thank God for all the things in my life. I just thank God for all the things that you're doing for everyone here. You know all of our situations, Lord. Bless us at our individual points of need. You know just what each and every one of us need, Lord. And Lord, I thank you that you're going to have our back, that you're going to take us through, that you're going to, there's no losses, there's only lessons learned. And Lord, you're just going to give us the strength to do and get through all the things that are going on in our lives. And not only that, but we are going to pray for others, and we are going to bless others, and we are going to encourage others. Amen. Amen. Because it's not just about us, Lord. It's about you. Amen. It's only about you, Lord. And you are blessed. You, because of you, we are blessed. And we just thank you, Lord. We praise you. We thank you, Jesus, that you give us the victory. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we say, thank God. Amen. I love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Be mindful of your words. Thank you, Jesus.